Rock left, rock right, root, root, cheese grater. Cheese grater grade, I would say 5 here. Okay, we're gonna take a step down, a couple steps down, and thread the needle through those two rocks, yeah, and then back up 3 steps. 1, 2, 3, and rock left.
Welcome to the Envisions podcast, day 8. And we're feeling good. It's near the end of the day. 7 kilometers or so to go. And so we're reaching our goals here. How about you? We are curious. Have you set your goals? We want to know. Rhonda Marie Avery wants to know what your goals are. So let her know. Here she is. Welcome to the trail. We are almost done. Woo. Had an awesome team today and yesterday. We didn't get to the podcast yesterday. Had a bit of a detour and a random interview on CBC Radio. David Carroll, we'd like to tell you a little bit about some interesting things that ultra runners can go through on trail.
Are we talking about hallucinations?
We're talking about hallucinations. We'll leave the pooing in the woods off this one.
Although the pooing in the woods was a great part of today. It was the best part of today, let's be honest.
Team Holy Crap?
Team Holy Crap. That's our name. So yesterday we did have some, I think everybody had a few little hallucinations because of the heat, because of fatigue, because of whatever, right? Are you sharing in that
Absolutely,
experience?
Absolutely. The funny thing is we all seem to have them at the same sort of time of day.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of our kind of followers and listeners have been through some of that. And tell them about the dead pine forest.
Yeah, so the dead pine forest. Oh, we got a log here, step right over it. That'll get good. And I want a hole. Yeah, I'm glad you found that hole. Yeah, so in the dead pine forest, I mean, suddenly we were just surrounded by dead trees and dead fall. And up ahead, I saw 3 people close to what I thought was a road. And I actually thought there were 2 small people and 1 large people. And I thought they were laughing. I thought I could see, you know, the shine of their teeth. And yeah, we got some rock salad here. Careful with that. And as I got closer, though, I realized that was just sort of my brain making it all up. And so that was a hallucination. I thought I saw some kids and a father figure.
For me, it was a little different. We were in this dead pine forest, and then the trees sort of seemed to be singing this quiet lullaby, you know, stay.
Really?
Don't forget about us. Stay here. We'll give you this quiet, calm place to be. Nice bed of moss. And then we came across this straight line of rocks with these boulders. You remember that?
Oh, it's beautiful.
And they were all covered with moss. And then it occurred to me, the moss is a trick. It's meant to keep you here like a prisoner.
Oh, wow.
And the whole journey of ultra running or ultra distance is to keep moving forward. Hmm. So that's when I said, yeah, we need to run.
That's right. Was that the point where you were saying, do you guys hear weird birds? Do you remember? Was that the same?
Yeah, and singing.
Was that the singing that you thought you heard?
Yeah.
Okay, because I heard absolutely nothing then.
So that's just our random podcast thought of the day. But these things can sometimes happen on trail.
And more than sometimes. Sometimes they can happen often on trail.
And we really hope that you're trying to do something fun today towards reaching your goal. And before I fall off the death to the left, we're going to sign off. Say bye, team.
Bye, team.